As I've said, I think one of my graduate degrees is in psychology. The charismatic movement changes the minds of people. They think differently. And the gift which they believe they possess, for example, the gift of tongues, they speak, well, call it a strange language. And in most cases, nobody understands what they're saying. However, I've investigated the charismatic movement. I have to help the church. And so it is, I have to say it, a psychopathological condition. They are convinced they have certain gifts of the Holy Spirit that no one else possesses. And I have studied them. I've had my Jesuits. I've given courses, semester graduate courses in the charismatic movement, to train the Jesuits to understand what this charismatic movement is. And, as you know, they also believe they have the gift of healing. There are priests who write books on healing. And these priests will have a church full of people whom they heal. As you know, they lay hands on the people and then they collapse. One community invited a charismatic priest, a contemplative community. Every one of the sisters collapsed, except one. Her name was Sister Gertrude. She saw her fellow sisters collapse. She said, "I'm stubborn. I won't collapse." And sisters, having worked with so many mentally, shall I use the word, mentally disabled people, and they can be very intelligent. Very intelligent. It is not easy to, shall I say, cure such people. Oh, sisters, but I understand the charismatic movement has penetrated the missionaries of charity. Sisters, from the depths of my heart, in God's name, do not promote the charismatic movement and the missionaries of charity. In the name of Jesus Christ, do not do it. I speak from 35 years experience. Now,
Is it possible to have a genuine charismatic movement?
Yes, it is possible.
And in what way, Father?
Well, then, oh, Sister Frederick, as they have a course on a charismatic movement. In fact, I give lectures. I think I'm due to give a lecture in March, some city in the United States, on visions and visionaries. A genuine charismatic is a mystic. Now, of course, please. A mystic is, first of all, a person who professes the Catholic faith. There is no genuine mysticism here. No genuine mysticism outside the Catholic Church. Because mysticism is how to know the truth. A mystic is a person who, first of all, has been specially gifted by the Holy Spirit with a deep understanding of God's revealed truth. Name some mystics. The mother of St. Augustine. St. Augustine himself. Francis of Assisi. Teresa of Avila. Catherine of Genoa, Catherine of Siena. That's one quality. Then a mystic, depending on how God wants that mystic to influence others, a mystic is gifted with special supernatural phenomenal gifts to do things, not just notice internally. The essence of mysticism is in the mind. And over the years, sisters, I have dealt, I'm not exaggerating, in my 50 years in the priesthood, I'm not exaggerating, I have counseled and dealt with at least 50 genuine and false mystics. And the number of these mystics today is beyond counting. So, genuine mystics can also perform certain, we call them phenomena, things that can be seen, heard. In a word, a true mystic can prophesy. A true mystic can perform miracles. And this is why, sisters, when I get back to Detroit, I think I have two classes left before Christmas in Detroit. And I'm teaching, I think I told you, two courses. One on the Holy Spirit, one on the evil spirit. And the evil spirit is very, very active today. And among, well, so-called mystics. Oh, sisters, should I continue? Because, well, I have a small head. So small, most hats don't fit my head. I've got such a small head. Should I go on? Should I? Well, I have, I think, two shelves of books.